Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, everybody. This is Steve with Three Fat Truckers. I'm your host with my other fellow hosts here, old Dave and Bill. How are we doing today, boys?
Fantastic. Glad to be here.
Better now. I found my beer.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good. Was it rolling across the floor?
Not yet. I was busy.
Yeah. We're down,
oh, man.
People.
We're down here in Louisville at the Match Show 2023, and we're sitting here today with Kathy Takaro. How are you doing, Kathy?
Doing really good. Thank you for having me today. I'm
hey,
really
no
glad
problem. I think she's got.
Why you rolled by? You come over here stumbling about how big you are. Oh my God!
Well, you run across every kind of person down here at the truck show. Kathy here's got a life story.
I do.
That's pretty intriguing here.
For a little context, she actually drives the big haul trucks, similar to what you would see at the steel mills. Cameras over here.
Oh, you want that one? I don't want to block her. She's so pretty.
Yeah, that's
yep.
That's literally the
one.
And
us.
She calls that one there
many talents.
Her baby.
Her baby.
Yep.
That's her baby. That's a big baby.
That's my baby.
So give us a little insight, Kathy, how you got to driving one of these trucks.
Well, that's a story in itself. That's why I wrote the book called Dream Big.
Yep.
Right there.
Right here, folks.
This is me. First day on site. I hadn't even been up the truck yet. It's 2.5 stories high to where we sit in the cab. When the box is up, it's 5 stories high, just so you know. I drive a house, basically.
Yeah.
Each tire are 14 feet high. The truck.
How much air pressure?
Oh, my God. don't get technical.
Leave it to you.
4 pounds.
So
I worked for Goodyear.
The Caterpillar engineer in technical terms told me, because I'm Canadian, that he says you'd understand it carries, instead of 400 tons, it carries 2 million hockey pucks. So that
Oh, that's a bunch.
Right? That's a lot of pucks.
Yeah. Are you crossing the border or something? You said occupants, didn't you?
Hockey pucks.
Hockey pucks.
Oh, I thought you said, God, I'm sorry. I thought you said occupants. That's why I said, if you're going south of the border.
Like he was getting ready to recruit her.
Well, if you can put a cover over that bed, we can smuggle some Mexicans in. But, you know, anyways.
You get them all.
Hockey pucks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Look, back to the hockey pucks.
So, back to the hockey pucks. The truck is 3,800 square feet. It's got 296 sensors, so we got cameras in there. It's on site. I work for Exxon up in northern Canada. On site, we have 81 trucks, and 70 of them are all autonomous. So, which is a whole story.
So you're about ready to get. You're about ready to lose your job.
No, I moved on to. I operate the biggest grader in the world. It's a 24M. I operate the biggest dozer, which is a D11, which is super cool. It does wonder, ladies.
I've been in one of those
for your self-esteem. That's all I'm going to say. But that's not the story. That's just a job. Right?
That is a job.
It is. It's a really cool job. I work 2 weeks on, I get 2 weeks off, and I get 6 weeks paid vacation at my choosing. So, really, it's kind of the job lottery.
Are you married?
Yeah, not too bad.
It's pretty good.
Are you married?
No, I'm single.
Ooh, I'm looking for a sugar mama.
Never mind.
No, just kidding.
Okay.
No, he's not.
So how did...
he's not kidding.
I know.
So where does the story start?
Okay, so the story, I was actually a nurse. before this for 13 years.
Now, you live in Canada, have always been there or not?
Yep. Okay. I'm from Quebec, but I've been living in Alberta for 30 years.
Okay.
I've since relocated to Los Angeles, California, which is way better by far. I love it. because my job allows me, right?
Sure.
2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. But the story is that even though I was nursing, I was really good at taking care of everybody else, and I had no clue how to take care of number one here. So after years and years of abuse and trauma as a kid, lots of domestic violence, lots of sexual abuse, lots of, you know, just really bad things happened to me in life, which I'm not going to get into here. You can read
all
it
all about
book,
you.
Right. But the thing is by not taking care of me, one day I show up at work, I got 10 patients to take care of, and I'm looking at my list and I couldn't read the sheet. I couldn't see the words. I couldn't understand. It's like my brain just shut down. And there was my way of coping was drinking.
Woo.
So what's he not coping with? Just putting that out there.
I'm kind of sweating it out.
He's worried about anorexia. So
yeah, I am.
He's going to lose too much weight too fast.
Yeah.
It's not healthy for anyone.
Literally. Yeah. Honestly, I drink maybe 15 beers a year, so I think I'm all right.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, no,
I sweat them out about as fast as I drink them.
I used to wake up with a bottle of vodka for breakfast, so.
Now that would be him.
I now have
a snuggle buddy, huh?
Yeah, I know.
I had one that had a cozy that was crocheted to go over the bottle so it wasn't so cold.
Everywhere I went, I had my Mickey, but I got 11 years sober now, so okay. I'm very proud of that.
Congratulations.
Yep.
But it took me to lose my nursing career to end up drunk and homeless on the streets, alongside with Toothless Joe.
In Canada?
In Canada, the hero
so it was
of my
cold.
Story is Toothless Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get him a job at the rock company?
No, I did not.
Well, he's still living on the street.
I did not.
I can't believe it.
I've been looking for that guy, but I just want to show you real quick. Okay, can you see this? That's my homeless picture.
That's so, you?
That's me, 2011.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's exactly to the day I'm on the cover of a magazine.
I was going to say,
hard hat and stilettos, right?
She could take a punch.
I know, right? So, that time with Toothless Joe, 7 days of homelessness was enough for me because I'm sitting there thinking, I'm educated. How does this happen? How does, you know, such depression and such low self-esteem and just all these things, you know, it brought me to this place. But when Toothless Joe, what he did, this is the life-altering moment. He slapped me on the back and he's like, this is the life, you know, live it, love it. I call it a God smack because I'm like, what did you just say? I'm like, this is not my life.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell this is my life. Like, I know, I've always known there's a bigger purpose to my life. And
sure,
standing beside that guy drunk, not happening. So although I had been robbed, I had nothing but the clothes on my back. All I did, I only had one goal in mind, was to get away from him. So I turned around, and the next thing was beside him was a hospital. And so I went to detox, and then I went to a faith-based program for women where you live there for a year, and I had to unlearn all this crap and relearn how awesome I am at 42. And then I'm like, oh, my God, well, I can't go back to nursing. Now I need a career change. Well, at 42, it's not that easy. All I knew was nursing, so
sure,
I didn't know what I liked, what I didn't like, what I'd be good at or not. So I went to a career planning workshop to figure out what I wanted to be when I grow up. And at 3 days of aptitude tests and personality tests, in big block letters, it said heavy equipment operator. Oh, my God. I laughed so hard.
It's like you were in high school when they used to fill out them forms. Remember those?
Yeah. I just about fell off my chair. I'm like, you've got to be joking. I mean, there's no way. I said, I'm 42. I'm a woman. I don't even like equipment. I'm not mechanically.
I don't like getting dirty.
Right? And I'm not mechanically inclined. I said, it's a man's job. Honestly, that's what I thought. Boy, was I wrong. Ladies, so wrong. Anyhow, she says to me, she pushes the test back and says, if only you'd believe in yourself a little bit, Missy, you'd see the test is right. She sent me to a nonprofit organization we have in Canada. It's called Women Building Futures. It's all these companies that sponsor programs to get women into the non-traditional trades, electrician, plumbing, you know, heavy equipment.
Sure.
Anyhow, I show up. The day I walk in is the day that ExxonMobil, biggest oil and gas company in the world, they're there sponsoring 16 women to take a 12-week course.
Huh.
158 women applied. I got picked because I had nothing left to lose, right? I mean, I got nothing.
Right.
So you want me to do a backflip? I'll do a backflip. Whatever you want, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So I got picked, and it turns out every piece of equipment that I got on, well, holy shit, I couldn't believe it. I'm in the excavator loading those little baby rock trucks that you got, right? Loading that. I'm like, damn it, I could do this, right?
Sure.
And it just,
ain't rocket science.
You know, it just opened up the whole new scheme of things. It's like, holy shit. So I've been doing
so
this
a,
for 10
a major second chance.
Yeah. Oh, it was. It was. Yeah. It's changed my life. I've been doing this for 10 years. I wrote my book. It's in four languages. I wrote a children's book. I'm now with TNC Radio Live. I have a podcast. I have a radio show that's aired specifically for commercial truck drivers. It's based out of Houston. It's aired Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturdays, and then it's turned into a podcast the following week.
Show off.
Hey,
we only do one.
You're
day.
More of a go-getter than us. Lazy slobs.
I moved to Los Angeles. I got shit on the go, man.
There
I'm
you
a
go.
Speaker tomorrow, by the way. You better come. Better show
speaking
up.
Speaking for about what?
For Pothole Pitfalls is the title of my
what
talk.
What is it?
Pothole Pitfalls.
Say that fast three times.
No, I can't.
Pothole
Pitfalls.
Yes. Pothole Pitfalls. Yeah. Rising above the challenge. My talk tomorrow, if you want to show up at 2 o'clock, 2:15. But yeah.
I'm gonna go get me some bags.
We might be fashionably late.
Ah, kind of like a payback. So, yeah. So,
stop.
What I do now is I, on my days off, because my job is so freaking awesome, I travel a lot, and I take the time to donate my time, because time is precious, and I go to women's shelters, because I survived 7 years of domestic violence. I was strangled three times to the point of losing consciousness. I lived with a shovel on my deck as a reminder of what I'd be buried with. I was under constant threat of human trafficking. Like, it was really bad. And so now I donate my time to every city I visit. I make a point of going to the shelters. I go to juvenile homes. I speak at schools. And I'm talking even when I'm in the Caribbean. You know, I'll take the sun in the afternoon, my time. But in the morning, I'm visiting schools. I'm talking to little kids. I'm talking to youth.
Sure.
About having a voice, pressing charges. Doing what you need to do and not keeping secrets. So, yeah.
Well, you're the second one here today. We had a lady come earlier, stop, and her job is she drives trucks. She drives over the road.
Yeah.
And her job is to get domestic women out of their things and into the CDL. She come out. She goes around the country. And she's a truck driver, and she pushes to get
when
domestic violence and human trafficking.
And get them in a truck. They have their own home. They have their own income. They're safe. They're away from everybody, and they can get their lives restarted.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Can I keep this?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Yes, and that's what she was pushing, and we.
That's what we call networking.
Yeah,
that was smooth.
Look at that. Yeah,
your podcasts and stuff like that. Where? How can we get to those?
TNCRadio.live.
Okay.
Based in Houston, Texas, and it's specifically for. They have a whole bunch of variety shows, including mine.
So. No family, no nothing in your life, nothing from the start to this? Or
my daughter. I have a daughter. She's 29. Yep.
So
she had a bit of a rough go, but apparently I'm her role model. So she found strength through what I've done. And, she's doing
was the
really
rough
well.
Go because of your life? Because I know it was. I have.
Yeah, I'm no angel. I'm no angel. Yeah. When I was drinking, I tell you, I made some pretty bad choices in life.
Yeah.
And yeah,
we all have part.
I mean, right? It's part of the lifelong.
We're lessons. Out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I had a food truck before we was doing this, and we would do. And I probably could have retired for as much food as I gave away, because we would do the women's batter shelter.
Yeah.
I'm one of the fair guys that actually gets to go in, because men are not allowed in these places, women and children.
Yeah.
And then if you stay there, you have to work, you know, laundry, clean, and everything. So, but we do a lot for them, cooking events and stuff. And the same thing with when we get home next week and I'm going to a friend of mine's church and I'm giving away hot dogs. I'm going to give away probably about 800 hot dogs.
Nice.
Everybody goes, well, why do you foot the cost of it? I said, back in the 80s, I used to spend $200 a night on a Friday night out drinking.
Yeah.
I can give away 800 hot dogs for $150.
Yeah.
And it's for a good cause.
That's
why
right.
not do something with it?
The thing is, he bought 900.
He ate 100?
Only 800 mega.
I ain't cooked them yet.
You know, that I do that with Toothless Joe. when I saw that whole, how the whole homeless thing happened, how it worked, I started Operation Hydration the following year when I got my job, and I went looking for that guy, right? And I never saw him again. I'm pretty sure he was my guardian angel. But the Operation Hydration is that I give ice cold water to the homeless, and it's free water. And that you, in every city I go to,
Wouldn't it be more fun just drive by with a hose and spray him down?
Oh my God, you're terrible!
Come on.
He warned you before we started this, didn't he?
Super Soaker, here you guys go. You know.
Drink for you, drink for you, drink for you.
Dave's views are reflect only his own and not the
transcripts of this episode, right? 3300 Merkle Press, box 205.
A lot with me. I don't know why.
Yeah. So what else are you into here? I see you got some other stuff with you.
Or
are you just bringing literature around?
I was bringing looks important literature that around. Way. So no, it's truckersfinalmile.org. It's with TNCI, what we're involved with, is that for anybody that dies...
I don't like the wording of that. Final mile?
Final mile. Anybody that dies on the road...
not good.
It's not everybody has a chance, has the money to bring their loved one back.
Oh.
So this is a charity specifically to bring the people back. I
make
mean,
sure they make it
on
home.
Another truck
so
and bring them home?
Since he started... No. Since he started, the fellow that did this, Robert, he's been, he brought home 515 people back to their loved ones, and it's about $3,000 per person to bring them back. So if anyone wants to donate to this charity, please do. It would be
absolutely. Do they have a website there?
They got the website. They even got, there's a little scanner thing.
Looks like we're at truckersfinalmile.org.
I like
and
that.
We got a number on here of 888-857-7871.
Yeah, so really, and it says here on the pamphlet, for the woman behind the man, behind the wheel, and for the children and husbands of fallen North American truck drivers, we dedicate this charity to your daily sacrifices, which keep our economy strong and vibrant. Right? So it's really to bring those home. Because, I mean, things happen. You don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And so just this last year, we've had
guys pass away on the road. Yeah. Or sitting right in the dock in town,
this
have a heart attack.
This 100 people last year alone, right? So, yep. I mean, that's $3,000 per person. So sure. If anyone wants to donate to a good cause, this is it.
We will link
cause.
That on our
Because
on
in
our
my opinion, I'd have just stuck them on the freight board in the back hall. Somebody had done it for $50.
Can I kick him?
Everybody else has.
I'll
Come
take
on.
My boot off so you can use a good boot.
Ooh. Okay.
That is a good cause.
No, it is. I really believe, like, I'm going to be 54 here in the next month.
Oh, my God, you're that old?
I know, right?
What
no
happened to our
chicken,
life?
No spring chicken, bottom hand, but that's okay.
What happened to our life? Because I'm just a day older than you. And
I don't know. It's just the way in the
sure you are.
Uh-huh, right. But the whole point of what I want to say is that in my 13 years of nursing, the one thing I learned is that time is precious. You think you have time, you don't necessarily do. So what is it you're going to do today with the time that you have time left? I personally choose to donate my time to women, to youth, especially to youth, right? I mean, they're our future for tomorrow, to good causes
that,
like
that
this.
That has to be much more giving than cleaning dirty bedpans. It has
nursing,
to be.
Yeah.
You know, I nursing was good. I will never diss it. I mean, it was good, but
it
really
provided
what
a good good living, didn't it?
You know, yeah. But I really, I mean, I've evolved to something different. But
and I like what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, and for those that didn't see it.
Oh, she has her own figurine.
I know. A little designer minor. Here I am.
There you go.
She got some big fists.
You know why? It's because I have, in
a shovel.
In all my workshops, I have these giant, giant fists because it empowers people. And so you would have an 80-year-old lady come to my workshop and feeling all kind of, you know, oh, I'm tired. The minute they put these things on, they want a box. Right?
I like
that. That's what I'm all about.
I like
that. Get that inner strength left because you have it inside. Oh, you have it. We know you have it. Right? That's a bit of a
I got a bit of strength inside.
You're oozing it, Dave, okay?
Yeah.
It oozes out of me.
So, yeah.
Well, great. Well, I would like to thank you for stopping by and giving us some of your time. You've been informative. And
she said 30 minutes. You've only been on 28. Come on.
28.
You're not done.
So my book?
Here's her book here. Bill will get that on there and promote
Here's
that a little bit for you.
And on Amazon Kindle. It's in English, French, Spanish, Portuguese, and now Caterpillar is translating into Hindi for me, so it'll be five languages.
And it's $29.95
on Amazon. What? How much?
Amazon, it's $24.95.
Can I just borrow it? I want to read that one.
I'm going to leave it with you guys.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. I don't have to
We've
buy it.
We've got to share it. Do not lick your fingers when you turn the pages.
Thank you for having me, and you can find me. My website is kathytaccaro.com or designerminor.net.
I like the designerminor.
I know, right?
That's pretty cool.
Nobody can
That's
spell
almost
my
as
name.
Good
Nobody
as
can pronounce my name. So you know what? I got to give something that they can remember. Designerminor.
Well, I got to spit out halfway decent,
That's
I thought.
That's as good as three fat truckers. It just rolls off your tongue.
Well, thanks again, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful afternoon. I hope you have a good time here.
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I didn't embarrass you, did I? Okay.
Oh my
Damn,
God.
I didn't do it good enough.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.